Okay, Tzedas Shomer, continuing in the first parak of Maseches Chulin. And we are up to parak Aleph Mishnah Vav, and we're in the middle of the series of Mishnahs about kasher b'this is pasul b'that, right? Meaning, because we said that the kasher part of the neck for shechita is pasul for Malika and vice versa. The kasher thing for a Torah is, the kasher age for a Torah is pasul for Ben Yonah. So now, kasher b'parah, pasul b'egla. Whatever is kasher for a parah aduma is pasul for an egla arufa. Kasher b'egla, pasul b'parah. Whatever is kasher for an egla arufa is pasul for a parah. Meaning, the parah aduma has to be shechted, so you do a shechita, egla rufa, you do arifa and not a shechita. So if you were to do an arifa on a para, it's not a valid way to do para aduma. If you do a shechita on an egla, it would not be valid for egla rufa. Kasher b'kohanim and pasul levim. Kasher b'levim, pasul kohanim. Once levim hit the age of 50, they're not allowed to work in the Mishkan anymore. And if we assume that their voices become weak as they get older, kohanim, however, never become pasul on account of age. Kohanim, however, become psulin as they become balei mumin. Levim don't have a problem of being a bal mum. So if someone is too old or has a weak voice, that's perfectly fine for a Kohen, not okay for a Levi. If someone is a Balmum, perfectly fine for a Levi, not okay for a Kohen. Tahar b'kli cheres tamei b'kol ha-kelim. What is tahar by a kli cheres is going to be mitamei by other kelim. Tahar b'kol ha-kelim, tamei b'kli cheres. And what's tahar by other kelim is tamei by a kli cheres. Meaning kli cheres becomes tamei even when you put when you dangle something in the avir of a kli cheres. Other kelim do not become tamei that way. However, a kli cheres will not become tamei if something touches the outside of the kli. Other kelim do become tamei when something touches the outside of the kli. Tahar b'kli eitz tamei b'kli matchos. Tahar b'kli matchos tamei b'kli eitz. A kli eight only becomes tamei if it has a base kibul. A kli matchis becomes tamei even if there is no base kibul. It's a straight-edged knife where there's no receptacle on the inside of it. However, golmei kli matchis do not become tamei, but golmei kli eight, meaning if it's not a finished product, then it does become tamei. So what's tamei by one is tamei by the other, and vice versa. Hachayiv bashkedim hamarim pater b'metukim. What's chayiv in shumas ha-maisros when it comes to bitter almonds is pater when it comes to sweet almonds. Hachayiv b'metukim pater b'marim and vice versa. So bitter almonds are edible when they're very small. Sweet almonds are edible only when they grow a little bit. So at the young stage, the bitter almonds are edible and therefore the chayiv in shumas ha-maisros, but they would not be in the old stage. Whereas sweet almonds would not be chayiv in the young stage because they're not a food, but would be in the old stage. Moving on now to Mishnah Zayin. So it says the Mishnah. And we're going to talk about things that go through, instead of contrasting two different items, one with the other, we're going to go through things that have different stages in their own development, and we're going to contrast the stages with each other. So, hatemed. Temed is a drink that is made with wine, with grape sediment, so it's like and water, so it's a water that absorbs the flavor of the grape sediment, so it's meant to taste somewhat like wine. So, achelo hechmetz einu nikach because of meiser. If it hasn't fermented, you cannot use Maaser Sheni money to buy it, because Maaser Sheni money has to be used for food, and you're not allowed to use it, food or beverage, but you're not allowed to use it for water. Uposel as a mikvah, but because it has a din like water, it could pasel a mikvah, like Mayim Shuvim pasels a mikvah. Misha Hichmitz, once it becomes fermented, then Nikach b'kesef Maaser Vein uposel as a mikvah. Then you can use kesef Maaser Sheni to buy it, because now it's wine, but it's not going to, and it's not going to pasel a mikvah, because it's no longer Mayim Shuvim. If you have two brothers that are partners in the father's Yerusha, if they have to pay the kalbon, meaning they divided the estate already, so they each, when they give machsa shekel, pay the kalbon, which is a little extra bonus that you pay with the machsa shekel, p'turim mi'maiser behema, then they're pater from maiser behema, because they're considered to be shutfim in the animals. It's not a singularly joint-owned account, meaning if each one is going to have to pay the kalbon, it means that they've already split it, and that they're each independent owners. If they're each independent owners, and they own animals together, then they're shutfin, and shutfin are pats from Maaser Behema. But k'shechayavim Maaser Behema, if it's still considered the father's estate and it's a single account, so to speak, then paturim min hakalbon, then they're pata from the kalbon, because then we consider it to be that it's just the father's estate. So when they give the machzor shekel, it's the father giving the machzor shekel on behalf of them, and you never pay a kalbon for somebody else. Kol malkom sheish mecher, whenever there is. When a girl is young enough that her father can sell her, ain knas, then there's no knas for someone who's anes or mefate her, because she's too young. Whenever a girl is at the age where there is a knas for being anes or mefate her, ain mecher, then she's too old already to be sold. Meaning, once she hits the age of narus, so she's already a gadol, then the father's not allowed to sell her. Kol makom sheish miyun, whenever a girl has the ability to refuse a marriage midirab, banan, that her mother and brother got her into, ein chalitza, then she cannot do chalitza, because only an adult can do chalitza. Kol makom sheish chalitza, when she's old enough to do chalitza, ein miyun, it means she's too old to do miyun. Kol makom sheish tkiya, whenever there's a tkiya, ein havdala, then there's no havdala. Kol makom sheish havdala, whenever there's havdala, ein tkiya, there's no tkiya. Meaning we're talking about a yom tov that comes adjacent to Shabbos in one direction or the other. Either yom tov falls on Friday, yom tov falls on Shabbos. So there's melech sochel nefesh is mutar on yom tov and asr on Shabbos. So we would have to demonstrate that the day has transitioned from one to the other, so that we could know that the halachos have changed. So whenever they would do a tkiya, because they would blow a shofar before Shabbos every Friday afternoon to let people know they should stop doing malachos. So they would do the same thing before Yom Tov as well in Havdalah. Then there's not going to be Havdalah. Havdalah is afterwards. It's not before. So that's why Shabbos and Yom Tov, you would make a Havdalah after Shabbos going into Yom Tov. Kol makom sheish Havdalah, whenever there's Havdalah, ain't Tkiya. Yom Tov shchalios b'erev Shabbos, let's spell it out. If Yom Tov falls on a Friday, token, you will do a Tkiya on Friday afternoon. V'lo mavdilin, you don't say a Havdalah on Friday night. But Motzai Shabbos, if Yom Tov falls on Sunday, mavdilin, you say a Havdalah on Friday night, on the Motzai Shabbos rather. V'lo token, but you don't blow a Tkiya shofar to mark the coming in of Yom Tov. Ketzan mavdilin, how do you do Havdalah when Shabbos, when Shabbos leads right into Yom Tov? Hamavdil bin Kodesh leKodesh. Rabbi Yossi Omer bin Kodesh Chomer leKodesh Hakal. Rabbi Dosa says that we don't say bin Kodesh leKodesh, we say even more specifically between Kedusha Chamura and Kedusha Kala. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Vav we said that whatever age animals, with the way that you shecht a paraduma is not the way that you do Arifas HaEgla, and vice versa. And then we said the psulim of a Kohen are mum, whereas the psul of a Levi is age or a weak voice, so the psul of one doesn't apply to the other. Then we said the things that are metame klicheres are not metame other kelim, and vice versa, because a klicheres becomes tame ba'aviro, but not migabo. And then we said that which is tohar by kliets, meaning a pshute kliets, is tame if it's pshute klimateches, whereas by klimateches it's going to be tame only if it's completed, whereas kliates, even golme kliates, is tame. And then we said that when it comes to almonds, if they're bitter almonds, only the young bitter almonds are food and could be used and could be purchased with and could be chayv in shumas ma'isos, whereas older sweet almonds are only chayv in shumas ma'isos when they're more mature. And then in Mishnah Zayin we said temed prior to the fermenting is considered to be water, so you can't use ma'isos sheni money to buy it, and it will pasul mikvah like mayim she'uvin. After fermenting, it's wine, and therefore you could use mayim she'uvin money to buy it, and it will not pasul the mikvah. If you have two brothers that are partners in the father's estate, if they're chayiv to pay the kalbon, it means that they are already the owners of the estate, and therefore they're not shutfim in the behema, so there's no meiser behema. But if they're chayiv in meiser behema, it means it means that they that the estate is still owned by the father, and therefore there's not going to be a chiv to pay the kalbon with the machsa shekel, because the father's really paying it for them. And then we said that whenever a father can sell his daughter, it means she's young enough that there's no knas, and whenever there's knas, it means she's old enough that he can't sell her. Whenever a girl is young enough to do miyun, she's not old enough to do chalitza. If she's old enough to do chalitza, then she's too old to do miyun. Whenever there's a tekia, there's no havdala, and whenever there's havdala, there's no tekia, and that means that when Yom Tov falls out on Friday, we do a tekia going into Shabbos, but not a havdala. When Yom Tov falls on Motzei Shabbos, we do a havdala Motzei Shabbos, but not a tekia. And we had two opinions. How do you do the havdala? Do you say bin kodesh lekodesh like we do, or do you say like Rabbi Dosa says bin kodesh chomor lekodesh akal? Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the beginning of the second parak of Maseches Chulin.